Hello, Brookside. Pastor Joe here with you today for a brief time of devotional. Hope you're doing well, staying strong, filled with the Spirit, filled with the knowledge of His will, walking worthy, shining His light, being His ambassador, praying for those that God has enabled you to minister to, whether that be your individual family, of course, neighbors, friends, anyone that God providentially puts you in touch with. In fact, providence is going to be one of the main subject matters of our devotional today. We're going to be in Acts 27. If you want to take your Bible and turn there, we've actually had three previous devotional times from this passage. Today's will be the fourth and the last, and so. Take your Bible, turn to Acts 27, and just remind yourself of the basic setting here. Paul, of course, has been taken captive by the Roman government, and they are in the process of transporting him from Israel to Rome to stand before Caesar. And along the way, of course, it was primarily by ship. They run into some very violent, death-threatening storms, and it got to the point where on this particular night, it tells us that they lost all hope of being saved. And Paul gets up, and he gives them a wonderful message of God's help and God's preservation. And in verse 23 of chapter 27, Paul describes to them, first of all, his confidence in God's presence. He says, "For this very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong stood beside me." And so Paul was absolutely convinced of God's presence. And we looked at that briefly. We looked at a few other passages of Scripture and reminded ourselves of this amazing attribute of God and all the promises that we have in Scripture of God's presence with us in the every detail of our life. Isaiah 41:10 is precious. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." What an encouragement. Deuteronomy 31:8, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you," which of course is repeated for us in the New Testament in Hebrews 13:5. Joshua was a man of great encouragement. I love to read the stories of Joshua. And he said right off the bat in Joshua 1:9, he said, "Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And of course, who could forget Psalm 23:4? "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "For thou art with me." And so what a great encouragement to remember in whatever the difficulty, whatever the trial, whatever the circumstance, God's presence. He is with us, and he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And so Paul claimed the very presence of God as he spoke to these men on this ship. And then number two, we looked at the fact that God was the possessor, so to speak, of Paul, where Paul claimed the angel of God, "the God to whom I belong," he said. In other words, the recognition that he was God's possession. And we of course, looked at that briefly as well. And interestingly, the scripture sets for us out two different categories of this promise. That is, that we are God's possession individually. 1 Peter 1:18 remind us that we were redeemed not by corruptible things like silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Christ. And of course, we're reminded that each and every one of us, as those that have come to Christ, those that have received the gift of God, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord, we have become the child of the King. And so individually, we are His. Individually, we are God's possession. But then secondly, we're also God's possession as the body of Christ. And we're reminded of that in Acts 20, particularly verse 28, as Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders when he said to them, he charged them, he exhorted them, he admonished them that they needed to keep feeding the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. And so, wonderful reminders of God's presence and God's possession. And then thirdly, we looked at the fact that Paul knew and understood and claimed God's protection. God's protection is just an amazing attribute of God that we can rest our souls in. Psalm 34:7, we read, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." What a great promise. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, Paul reminded those believers who were in very difficult times, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you." And then, of course, who would forget Paul's words to Timothy in 2 Timothy, where he says, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom." Hallelujah, folks. That's where we're headed. We're headed for the heavenly kingdom. And God is our fortified tower. And Proverbs 18:10 tells us that the righteous run to it and are safe. But today, the fourth attribute we're going to spend a little time on here is God's providence. And this is an amazing attribute of God for us to contemplate and take hold of. So here Paul is, of course, giving this message to these men on the ship who were in despair of their very lives. And he says to them again in verse 23, "For this very night, an angel of God to whom I belong, whom I serve, stood beside me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you.'" So a reassurance again, that the entire ship's crew would be saved. And then verse 25, "Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I've been told." He had absolute confidence in the providence of God. What is providence? Well, one definition, which I liked, was from J. Vernon McGee when he said, "Providence was the means by which God directs all things, both animate and inanimate, the seen and the unseen." And of course, the scripture from cover to cover, there are so many verses we could look at, but I've picked out a few of the choice ones that I was encouraged by this morning. Psalm 103, verse 19, we're reminded and assured that his kingdom rules over all. God has absolute control, the beginning to the end, in every possible circumstance or every possible facet of this universe. God rules it. It's mind-boggling. Ephesians 1:11, Paul reminds us, and he encouraged the Ephesian church, that God works all things after the counsel of his own will. It doesn't matter what other plans man comes up with, and it doesn't matter what the rulers of the earth come up with. It's God working all things after the counsel of his own will. Of course, often we quote to ourselves, and rightly so we should, when we're in difficulty or we're trying to comfort someone else who's in difficulty, we often will quote Romans 8:28, "All things work together for what? For good. To those that are called according to his purpose, to those that love God." And so it is just such an amazing comfort to know that everything is going to come to pass the way God has ordained, the way that God wills, and will come to the point where he ultimately will be glorified. Folks, we can be absolutely confident. God runs this universe. He created it. He sustains it. He's directing it and everything that occurs and everything that will occur. And he's able to do all of that and bring it about toward his glorious end. And then we're reminded, of course, with those images in Revelation, round about the throne, people from every tribe and tongue and nation worshiping the Lamb that was slain and that's worthy. And so, folks, I just really pray you have a great week. I pray you'll see through spiritual eyes what is going on in this world, that you will not fear, that you will not be just afraid, but rather that you will understand that you have God's presence, you are God's possession, you have God's protection, and God is working all things according to the counsel of his will. God is providential in everything. And so hopefully that just will bring you an incredible encouragement to just step out in real faith, to step out into the realm of faith where you are relying on the very power of God and the miraculous nature of the way God works, that you'll trust him in everything. And especially in the area of the Great Commission and reaching this world for Christ before it's eternally too late. Every day I ask God to fill me with his Spirit and lead me to someone who needs Christ and perhaps who's afraid and who's worried and who's burdened and who's looking for answers. And God has given me some incredible opportunities to minister the gospel to folks. And so I pray that that's your heart as well. And I could go on for a long time. We'll keep this short today. And so God bless you. Have a great week. Be sure to stay in touch with the pastors, with the deacons, with the church office, other friends and family, brothers and sisters in the church so that we can help you, be an encouragement to you. Don't hesitate to do that. We want to help. And so good day. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.